Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Majesty Podcast with Jesse Martin. It is the Majesty Podcast with JM. So I'm Jesse Martin, and you're currently listening to the sound of my voice. Right now, it is about 7:15 p.m. I'm not going to tell you what day it is because I don't know when this podcast will be coming out. But in my location, based on the weather, the sun is down. It is currently hot in the room I'm recording in. And I just feel that I should let you all know how sick quarantine has been for me. It's gone to a point where I'm tired of seeing the same old people. I'm tired of eating the same stuff I find in the house. And I know you'll probably be like, oh, be grateful. Some holy righteous SJW people probably listening to this podcast are like, oh, be grateful. At least you have something to eat. I get that. I am grateful. But at the same time, it's just getting to a point where, like, I'm just done. So I'm finding activities to pass time, and it's not working for me. This corona, ain't it? You don't believe me? You don't believe how bored I am with this virus? I am actually recording this podcast right now. That's how much boredom has gotten to me. I've pushed this podcast for so long. I'm actually, like, the more, like, every day passes by and I'm slowly losing my marbles and my will to live. I decide to just jump on this and decide to just finally record the podcast so you will be entertained. But anyways, yeah, I guess thank you so much for coming to our TED Talk. No, I'm just joking. I'm a bit tired. I'm a bit worn out from everything that's been happening during this weird phase of the world. I hope everything will change soon, but yeah, that's about it. Okay, enough rambling. Thank you for listening to my life, and now on with the intro music. Hello, everyone. My name is Jesse Martin, and I am 16. I think. Okay, before I go any further, I just want. That last part of, like, my introduction has been kind of confusing in my head. So I just want to just ask you guys to see that I'm not the only person that does it. This might be, like, honestly one of the weirdest fun facts that you probably ever find about me. But I don't care. But I'm going to, like, relay it. So, for me, the way my brain works, like, regarding telling someone about my age, is that once we cross over into, like a new year, like, once we hit a new year, from there on, before my birthday, I automatically start telling people, oh, I'm 16 already. And in actuality, I'm 15, but, like, for some odd reason, I just tell people that I'm 16 to just save them all the hassle. And also get some free perks and whatnot. I'm just joking. But I, like, tell people, like, I'm 16 before my birthday. So when they just ask me, oh, how old are you? I just tell them off the bat, oh, I'm 16, I'm still 16. But I don't know, it's sort of weird because, like, I could have saved them the trouble by telling them I was 15. But I don't know, my brain is weird. My brain is flipping weird. But anyways, the other day, for some randomity in this podcast, the other day I found out that tangerines and mandarins are not the same. I don't know if that was just me, but, like, for the longest time, I always thought that they were, like, together, like, they were, like, just together, like, oh, tangerines, mandarins. I was always confused when people tell me, oh, are you eating mandarins, are you eating tangerines? So I got confused, so now I have anger, because I think I saw TikTok about mandarins and tangerines, so I got confused, and I decided to Google it, and lo and behold, I discovered that tangerines are actually a subgroup. They're, like, basically under mandarins. They're classified as mandarins, and I know that's probably the nerdiest thing you could ever hear, like, the annoying kid in science class tell you, but, like, for me, that's like a milestone. I never knew it. The things quarantine does to you. You want to know the one thing that I actually just, like, pondered over and just realized? My music taste, like, in songs as a whole, like, they really, really developed this quarantine. I was able to lay my hands on some 80s music, you know, some Billy Joel. I listened to a lot of Queen, a lot of, like, music. Like, my playlist is the most diverse playlist you ever find. Like, people would, like, look at me and, like, the way I'm just able to just spew out, like, history and lyrics of, like, popular songs that I in eras that I basically wasn't even born in, people would just like, you know, look at me and just start like, oh, why are you like, what do you do, like, how do you know that and stuff. And I'm just there like, it's just opening yourself up. So this quarantine, I really opened myself up to a lot of music, and no, I wasn't disappointed. I listen to a lot of Johnny Cash, a lot of like, you know, diverse musical artists, and I wasn't actually let down. Like, it's so bizarre when you like play music from like these eras that you weren't even born in, and you just basically appreciate music for what it is. Evolving is good, don't get me wrong, but like 80s music, like the 60s, 70s, 80s, that jazz era all the way, slowly approaching the Nirvana-esque era, you know, it was like, it was a good time for music. Music really, I think that was where music actually, you know, was at its peak for me. I probably don't know, like, I'm not a musical, like, based person, like, solely, but, like, I'll tell you that, based on my opinion, based on the way I view music, I think the 80s were a solid era. That was so random, I know, because we're just talking about something else, but then at the same time, I just realized that during this quarantine, it wasn't actually as bad overall. I was able to lay my hands on a lot of stuff and, you know, develop myself. I actually read a couple of books this quarantine. Like, this is slowly turning into the nerdiest podcast, and I hate it so much. Okay, I'll talk about something else. I'll find a way to talk about something else. It's just growing like too mad. You know, so during this quarantine, I've been trying to create a new hobby for myself. I've been trying to like find something I can actually dedicate time to pass away time when I'm doing it. And I just have to say on the record, I detest anyone that is able to step into a kitchen, make a perfect dish, and walk out like praised of their work. Because like the way things are moving right now, the way quarantine is, I am so done. I'm legitimately pissed off. Fuck Gordon Ramsay. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. But anyway, yeah, I am actually pissed off at the fact that like whenever like a food station comes up, like the Food Network, or like, you know, some Guy Fieri comes up on like the TV, I'm so annoyed and so angry. And I'm going to explain why. Apparently, not apparently, it actually happened. I know I'm saying apparently, like, it's like something waiting to happen, or something that, like, it's debatable on whether it happened. It actually happened. So I don't know why I'm rambling on or not. I'll just explain it. So, I saw this little dish online. It was made by Chrissy Teigen. So I was like gassed to try it out. So in the sense, I was like, oh yeah, this looks pretty nice. It looks pretty like finished and pretty easy to make. So you shouldn't be that much of a deal. So I texted my mom. I was like, oh mom, when you're coming back, don't forget to get the ingredients, like these ingredients. I texted her the ingredients for the dish. And I was like, oh, don't forget to get this on the way back home. And she was like, oh yeah, sure thing, no problem. So I thanked her, and I was like, you know, just jumping around like, oh, I'm gonna actually try something that's actually cool for fun. And I don't know why I'm explaining like all the whole texting scenario thing. I don't want to go into vivid detail on how like everything unfolded. But basically, I was like too excited. I was gassed. My mom came back home with all the ingredients, and you know, I turned on. I went to work in the kitchen. So I was basically like the chef. I felt like that area was like my zone, like my no-no square. That was like the place where I could be able to like get a lot of shit done. And I was like, oh, nobody's coming into this kitchen. I want to be able to savor this moment. I want to be able to say, oh, I walked in the kitchen as a 16-year-old lad. I walked in that kitchen and I came out with something very nice. So I was gassed. I spent like hours and hours and hours and hours. And so it got to the point where, you know, we had to like set it on like on the fire. I think we had to like pour onion, like cut up onions onto the pan. And like the pan that I was using initially wasn't like sort of washed properly. I think it still had like some oil on the pan, I think. I don't know how like what like the climax of the story. I don't comprehend how it happened, so it's kind of like faint to me on like how it happened in that. But I think like the pan that I was actually using to like make the dish was like sort of like oily, so it had like a little bit of oil on it. So I, you know, I just added the stuff into it, and I turned my back, just, you know, like fetch some water that I'll be able to use to aid the cooking and to like finish it up faster. So I turn my back to like fill water into like the jug that I'm using, and then all of, like out of nowhere, and I mean out of the blue, like this huge, this fireball, I just feel like there was like some sort of dragon behind me. All I could just hear was just a right behind me, and I turn around, and before my very eyes, I thought like saw like Lucifer was coming to like take me to the ninth circle of hell. I see my, like, I just look, it's like one of those cartoon scenes where you look at the character's eyelids and it's just a reflection of like everything on the eyeballs. Like, I'm imagining that if I had like some sort of camera that I always walked around wherever I went and it panned right to my eyes, it's exactly what you would see. I turned my face towards like the pan to like see what the, like what the little heat breathing behind me was, and lo and behold, I see this big fireball oozing out of the pot. Like, it just went up in flames and it was still going, and I was just panicking because like I've never felt like, this was my first time doing cooking like a proper dish. Like, whenever I'm in the kitchen, I normally like do the minor basics like rice, spaghetti, like pasta, you know, noodles and the likes. Like, I don't dabble in like all these like cuisinier type of dishes, so yeah, I just couldn't be bothered. So I see the fire, I'm instantly panicking. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm just like shaking, like I've never experienced something like this before. This is like a once in a lifetime moment. I felt like, some part of me felt good in the sense of that like I was learning on how to become like a good chef, up to the point that I had my first fire experience in the kitchen. And then a bad part of me was that, oh, there's fire, I'm going to get my ass kicked by my parents. And like, I was just panicking in the heat of the moment. So the jug I had in my hand, and I was like trying to like turn off the fire, I pour it on the fire that's oozing from the pot in hopes that the fire will sort of like diminish and reduce in a bit. The fire heightens and then hits the microwave, because we don't have like as like a laid down microwave. Our microwave hangs above the stove that we use in our kitchen. The fire hangs, like hits the microwave, like on first touch, I just see like the sort of panel at the front of the microwave. There's some sort of glass panel, where you could just like a see-through translucent type of glass panel where you can see what's actually inside the microwave. And I just see that circled in flames, and I'm like, oh god, fuck, what do I do? And I'm just there looking around like, oh shit. My kid brother Jeffrey just runs in and is like, oh my god. And now, here's why I hate one of my brother, and here's why probably every sibling that has like every like older or middle child that has a younger sibling would relate to this. This is the time where you want least panic. You're panicking yourself. You don't want any more panic to occur that would like take shit to the next level and cause the parents to like come in to see what the entire fracas is on about. You want less panic. He's supplying you with more panic. So he's panicking and sort of mid-excited while panicking. You're panicking and like shaking while panicking, because like it's nothing you've never experienced this before. So he dashes into the kitchen, sees the microwaves on fire, sees the stoves on fire, sees the pan is oozing out the fire, and he just laughs and is just there like, oh my god, it's on fire. And I'm turning to him like, dude, do not ruin this up for me. And then my mom, like, she just, like, she came back from work, like, she was still, like, getting her stuff, like, undone and everything. She runs out and, like, sees that orange zip of the fire. And then my mom is, like, the biggest panicking person you ever meet. And she just lets out this wild scream that I am sure, you know, that type of that horror-filled scream that will nearly make you, like, think, oh, she's either, like, she's lost someone dead to her, or, you know, she's probably about to die. So I just hear, like, pattering footsteps from her side of the room, and I hear like an ear-piercing scream, and I turn and I'm seeing her there. She's just standing there like, what are you doing? Put it off. And I'm looking at her like, I've never experienced anything like this before. Why are you putting me in this situation where I'm the one to actually put off this fire? Like, this is not me. I've never experienced anything like this before. So my mom like narrows her way and just turns off the gas, and like the entire kitchen is just like with smoke and everything, just smoke. The microwave, like the fire was just little, just circling around it. So my mom uses the jug, takes the jug from my hand and splashes it on the microwave, and the fire just like subsides and then just eventually dies out. The whole kitchen is just filled with smoke, and I'm just there like, oh god, I'm going to die. I just know I'm going to die. And like my mom just looks at me like, you would have burned the house down. I was like, I know. Like, she was like, why did you keep doing it? I was like, this is my first fire. I'm learning on how to become a chef, and you're criticizing me for it. And my mom just looks at me with that look like, you just know when to stop talking. And then the fire alarm starts, and it's just screaming fire, fire, fire for about like 13 annoying minutes. And then like I was so pissed off, because like in my head I was like, oh, I was actually about to learn something. But then in the end, it just turned out very, very bad for me. So like I didn't use that kitchen. I didn't go in there for like a full week. I was so heavily ticked off about that. Like I didn't use anything regarding the kitchen. My mom would always leave for work and be like, oh, hey, just boil pasta and then I'll come back and see that. And I'm just like, no, I can't. I just can't. I'm not succumbing myself to that torture that I was confident that I 80% confident that there was a little bit of piss that oozed down my pants. Like it was a very, very scary moment. I'm never ever succumbing myself to that moment ever again.
So if you've made it this far into the podcast, you do recall that I did say that I identify as 16. It sounds like my coming out video. I identify as 16 years of age. No, I'm just joking. I did say that I'm 16, but technically 15 if you're looking at it, but 15 is the new 16, so hey, who's counting? But basically, I did say that I'm 16, which means I'm in school, and I do have a lot of schoolwork going on, especially during a time like this where, you know, we don't have school. So my school, what they've done is they've basically retreated to online school, and you'd say, oh, it's not that much. You're basically using online. You use online every day. You use online to turn your assignments. You use online to check in with your professors and send mails and that. Like, yeah, it's just something you just brush off aside. But I didn't know, and I repeat, I didn't know, and millions of teens that are probably listening to this podcast or probably around in the United States of America will agree that I didn't, that they, and I include myself in they when I say this, that we did not expect online school to be such a literal pain in the ass. I'm sorry, but I've said it. Online school sucks. Like, it's the legit worst. Like, sure, there are perks to it. You first off, you wake up in the morning, you'd have to wake up like the way you normally would when you're actually going to the physical building that is the school. You'd have to wake up by like around 6 o'clock and worry about like hurrying to like meet up the bus and that. Like, yeah, there are perks about like staying. It's basically from the comfortability of your home, and you don't have to like worry about that, and it's pretty comprehensible. But here's my problem. My problem is, like, for me, like, the way I see things, see, like, you can have your different opinion about it. I'm not holding you. But, like, the way I see it, it's, like, I feel that most classes are better thought, like, physically than they are, like, online. For example, take math. My brain is not built for online math. And I know you people will be like, oh, yeah, so how do you do your classworks and exams? Don't you use online? I don't care, okay? If math is being explained to me physically, I have a 90%, if two psychologists were to conduct a research on me, about me going, like, using this, like, you know, Zoom and Google Meet method of online class, and then me going into a math class physically, and, like, take two tests after both methods. I sound like I'm rambling on and on, but you probably get the point. If they conducted those tests using those two different methods, I have a better passing rate doing things physically than I am online. And I know it's for the time, and because, like, you know, the times are like this, it's pretty comprehensible, and I rate that. But, like, for me, like, that's the disadvantage of these online classes. Like, for me, most classes are some, well, not most, some classes are better learned online than they are, for fuck's sake, Some classes are better learned. I'm sorry, my thoughts, I can't recollect my thoughts, jeez. Basically what I'm saying, some classes are better learned in person than they are online. And you know, you can disagree with me and it's pretty understandable. But like, in my head, like, I just don't see myself putting in my all in these online classes that I feel I would understand better if I was being tutored physically. Like, it's just so, like, my brain, it's such a mind fuck for me that I don't comprehend it. So, like, that's when I can't comprehend, like, that part of, like, learning, that's what sets in frustration. And that's where I see that oh, I'm not being tutored physically, I can't do this automatically. And that's where frustration sets in, and I'm like, oh, fuck, well, I'm not going to do this. And then I end up, like, you know, rushing midway to do it. I think I just diagnosed my problems. I have an issue. I have a medical issue. It's called intolerable online class syndrome, IOCS. Yeah, I just invented a new disease. IOCS. I have just diagnosed myself of that syndrome. So please, if you do know a physical tutor that can be able to cure me of my IOCS, I'm just joking. As much as possible, I try and distance myself away from, like, touchy subjects like these, especially during a time like this. I feel that's the most used phrase on this podcast, especially during times like this. We are living in strange times, but I feel that's the most used phrase in this podcast alone. Apart from basically, I use that word, basically, I use it so much that I basically, exactly. I use basically so much that I myself am starting to use to look basic because of how much I use it. But basically, man, jeez. Allow it, okay? I'm not going back and taking away that basically. But I was scrolling through TikTok. If you don't know what TikTok is, it's a video sharing app that I just come to and to unwind and have a good laugh. And it's basically, apart from, you know, doing the things I love, which are like YouTube and many other projects I do, TikTok is the one app that you just come on for leisure that makes you feel sane. It's the one app that wields my sanity in its fist right now. But basically, what happened was okay, I'm going to start keeping a basically tally with me right now. I have a piece of paper right next to me. I'm going to start keeping the tally on how much that I use basically in this podcast, and hopefully if I do remember, I'll reveal it at the end of the podcast. But yeah, I came across this video and it was actually very, very, like, sad. So this Chinese woman at, like, a Walmart, it's not near me, I don't know where it was, but it was like a Walmart, and she had finished shopping and she was en route to the checkout counter, and she got in line and she waited. And then this video, like, what I saw next was so gut-wrenching. It's one of those moments where you question humanity and, like, our cognitive thinking process. And basically everyone, like, both in front and at the back of her, like, everyone in that line and within, like, mere distance were just covering their noses, with their clothes, and they were like, they just moved all out of the line as they knew she was in line. And it was so scary. I know that the social distancing doesn't, like, enable it, but I just want to just go out there and just give. I wanted to hug that woman in an instant because, like, she looked so sad, and I felt personally, like, so, it's like, so sad for her because, like, she, guys, don't blame people for what, like, they have no knowledge for. Like, she is probably, like, she probably maybe might be, like, the daughter of, like, people of Chinese origin. She's probably never stepped a foot in China. I'm not assuming, but, like, I'm just stating, like, what if she's never stepped a foot in China, and then you're just ridiculing her because of, like, the unfortunate, like, proceedings that happened in her country resulting to spew out of the disease. Like, it's not right to, like, be ignorant and point the first finger at someone the moment something happens. And that's exactly what Heath Ledger warned about we as humans in The Dark Knight in Batman. Heath, I decided to use Heath because he's my favorite actor, rest in peace. But yeah, that's what he basically explained, that we'll point fingers at the first sight of trouble. Like, that woman
like, when I saw the video, my heart nearly broke into a thousand pieces, because the way she looked so sad, and especially as everyone did it, and it was so obvious that it was her that was the object of ridicule, and, like, people, like, just moved to other counters. Everyone left around that counter, and the woman had, like, a little son with her, and she just started, like, sobbing, and the son was confused and didn't know whether to comfort her or whether to, like, you know, like, he didn't know what to do. He was a little child of, like, around 4 or 5. He looked 4 or 5. And that's, like, that one thing to just piss me off during that day, because, like, I was like, bro, don't do this. Yes, she's Asian. Yes, but, like, she probably doesn't even have the virus. She's probably never stepped a foot in Wuhan, China. She's probably not even from Wuhan, fucking China. So don't point a finger at her and, like, oh, she probably has the coronavirus. Like, bro, like, we're humans. Treat everyone equally. Like, that's what I say. Like, let LGBTQ and not, like, yeah, like, regardless of your sexual orientation, regardless of your race, regardless of wherever the fuck you come from, we're all humans at the end of the day. Like, there's no point for, you know, pointing finger and for shoving each other aside, like, oh, or you thinking that you're superior over the other. Like, I don't dabble into this type of discussions because, like, it's political based and everyone, like, has their different opinions regarding it. But, like, we as humans, we're supposed to, like, you know, stand up for each other. We're supposed to, like, be the, man, I don't know. All I'm trying to say all in all is basically, like, don't point a finger, don't ridicule any person of Asian descent because of events that happened that they fucking don't have a hand in. Don't see every Asian person and think that the person has the coronavirus. Yeah, it's just not right, and it's just mentally depressing, and it's a tough battle. But anyways, yeah, that's all I have to say regarding that. I just felt I should get that bit off my chest, because I've been holding it so long, and I've been wanting to say it, but I want to say, like, way deeper into this podcast. So, yeah, that's basically all I have to say about that.
And with all the touchy-feely stuff, guys, I'm afraid I'll have to bring the podcast to an abrupt close. Here's a couple of things you might have missed about me. The name Jesse Martin. I am the host of the Majesty Podcast with Jesse Martin. If it isn't that obvious already. 15 is the new 16 now. TikTok is the only app that, you know, holds my sanity in its hands, and I hate online school. And yeah, that's about it. This podcast will only continue in your hands. It's you that will decide if this podcast should continue or if it should just die. This could be the only episode I ever could upload on this podcast. So I don't know if this is a goodbye or a see you later. It's holes in your hands. If you think it should happen, if you think more episodes should be released, just DM me on the socials on Instagram. Just DM me at @the_MartinJesse. On Snapchat, make sure to reach me and add me at @FlamingRonaldo7. On TikTok, you can follow me there. And, you know, I make sparingly videos. They're not the best, but it is what it is. Just follow me on TikTok at @RealJesseMartin. What other social do I have? Oh, yeah. Sub to my YouTube channel. Just type Jesse Martin and scroll to the one that has about 83 subscribers and subscribe it. It's 83. It's nothing much. No, everyone has to start from somewhere. But, yeah, aside that, yeah, I don't want to close it out like the way I close on my YouTube videos. I was about to go and say, make sure you like, subscribe. No, I don't know how to end a podcast. I don't even know how I even started to make a podcast. But if I could start it, I could end it. So, regarding everything you might have heard about me from this, I like to keep it that way for now. If you want to hear more about me, all you have to do is just ask for another episode. And if I ask about, like, if I get about 10 responses, maybe I'll consider doing the second one. But yeah, that's about everything. Make sure you have a good coronacation. Enjoy yourself while the time lasts. And, you know, who knows? Maybe all this could just dissolve by June and we'll have the best summer of our lives. So, yeah, that's it for me. Take care and bye.